Okay, Misha Biesh Eschadeu mit Starum with Schadi, the person that it was nichshol, this terrible sin of causing his friend to be embarrassed. And lo and behold, he has regret. He has pain and regret for causing his friend pain. Acharkach, v'roitzachu l'kabalovas, and he wants l'kabalovas, and he wants to do something in order to achieve atonement. Ubolifnei Yirei Hashem, limsele pesach l'tshuva, and he goes to a Talmud Chacham and says, what could I do to achieve atonement for embarrassing another human being? I wrote a blog, and I was mevazis someone, I destroyed his life, and now I want to do teshuva. Yoimru loy, so the Talmidei Chachamim will say to him, da, ki ro'oscho rabba. You have a blog? You curse out everyone you know on the streets? You're in a lot of trouble. Number one, you should know, ki ro'oscho rabba, understand the severity of your sin. Ki shofachto es domo shel chavercha, you have destroyed his life. Shekein motzimu ba'aviyah ben Rechavam. What is the ma'isa of Aviyah ben Rechavam, the son of Rechavam, shechiach li'rovam barabim levayshay, v'nigaf lamus. Aviyah Rechavam Rechavam and Yerovam ben Nevat did not see eye to eye. How do we know they did not see eye to eye? Because Yerovam ben Nevat, he rebelled. And he took away with him 10 of the Shiftei Kar to make his own Malchus. So obviously they did not get along. Who took the side of Rechavam, his son? Rechavam, the son of Aviyah, the son of Rechavam, came to defend his father. And he was Mevazah him Barabim.
So
the son of Rechavia was Mevazah Yerovam ben Nevat. So he was Mevazah him Barabim. And because of that, it says, v'nigaf lomus, he died. He was smitten from above, and he died. Now, he obviously, Yerovam ben Nevat, when he started out, we look at Yerovam ben Nevat today as a Rosha Merusha, a Choyti Machli Yisarabim. Because we, in hindsight, hindsight is 20-20. But at the time, he was sanctioned by the Navi, by Yehi. Why? Because Rechavam, first of all, Shlomo HaMelech made big mistakes. Okay, he married too many women. He violated the words of the Torah. The Torah says you may not marry more than 18 wives, and he married 1,000 wives.
1,000?
I think it says had 1,000, right?
Well, 300 and 700 concubines, but whatever.
300 and 700 concubines.
Telephone,
1,000.
Can you imagine the telephone bill?
He didn't pay for it. The wives paid for it. They worked. They supported him. Okay, so Rechavam. So Shlomo HaMelech did Averis. He introduced, he allowed Avodah Zarah to enter the Klal Yisrael. Rechavam made mistakes. He did not listen to the Zekanim. Okay, Shema b'ni Musa v'yavial t'torah t'orah t'orah. He did not listen to the Zekanim. Furthermore, Shlomo HaMelech did another very big mistake. He did three major mistakes. One of them was that he closed up the Milo. There was a park, Central Park. Yeah. Central Park. They had in the capital a beautiful park for the enjoyment of the tzibur. And one day, Shlomo HaMelech decided, you know what? I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to make this whole park into my private quarters. I'm going to go horseback riding. I'm going to have my build a palace. He closed down what's called the Milo, the town center. He closed it down and he built his palace. He expanded his palace in that property. Now, Yerovam ben Nevat got up in public and criticized him. How dare you? You are overstepping your bounds. You're getting a little too carried away with yourself. And Chazal said that when he criticized him, he was correct. He was correct in criticizing him. However, he was not correct in criticizing him in public. There was an element of good, an element of bad in how he criticized him. So he was a very complicated person. He acted l'shem shemayim. Yehu ben Nimshi told him that yes, you should do what you're doing, and you should show that the king has no right to, he's not above the law. And then when Shlomo died and his son Rechavam succeeded him, they obviously there was bad blood between Yerovam and the family of Shlomo HaMelech, including his son Rechavam. And then when Rechavam didn't want to lower the taxes, he wanted to raise taxes, that really got things out of hand. And there was obviously a family feud between the family of Yerovam ben Nevat and the family of Shlomo, which led to the families getting involved when the son of Rechavam was Mevazeh Yerovam ben Nevat. I don't know the details, but that's what Chazal say. There was Mevazeh and Berabim, and because of that sin, Rechavam's son died, was killed. So you see over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take lightly the Avera of being Mevaze, someone, a public figure, Barabim. Does not take it lightly. And therefore, v'nigaf lombo, so therefore, lech b'ni l'fayis es chavercha ad sheyatfis. Therefore, he said to him, go, my son, l'fayis es chavercha. Therefore, the Talmidei Chachamim, when they do therapy, when they act as counselors to deal with a person who has sinned by being mevazeh, being mevayesh, their fellow Jew, they say to him, the first thing you have to do before we get started is to go to the victim and be mefayesim. L'chein therefore, lech b'ni, l'fayes. Notice the delicateness, they call him b'ni. They say to the victim, they say to the perpetrator, they don't say, you shegetz. You go to your victims and apologize to them. When you deal with a person who wants to do teshuva, even the biggest rasha, treat him like your own child. It's an amazing. You find this more and more when you read the Sefer Hasidim. In addition to him teaching you the halacha, the language that he uses over and over, you see this how he uses to bring out what he's trying to say is with incredible precision, and just in the language alone. You learn a lot of insight into how to deal with people.
Sometimes he's very fierce. Sometimes he's
yes.
Exactly.
It goes both ways because it goes to show you learn about his personality. Can you imagine if you have a person, let's say you're a rabbi, and walks into your office, the biggest shegetz in the world. A person who has done terrible, terrible things. I can think of one guy that has been put out of business now, at least temporarily. He has a blog, and the whole purpose of his blog is to be mevaze any Orthodox Jew that gets caught doing an Avera, any Avera, you name it, he got him. So let's say this guy walks into your office, and he says, I have regret. I want to do teshuvah. So the first thing you would say to him, you shegetz, get out of here, you low life, right? You know how much pain, of course, people, for real, for real. I mean, it's unimaginable what some of these people can do. No, it's not what he says. He says, B'ni, you want to do teshuvah? You're my team now. You're my child. The way you talk to a child is not the way you talk to a guy in the street. It's amazing when he says it. L'chein, lech b'ni. You right away embrace him. You want to do teshuvah? Okay, you're my child. L'fayes, the first thing is appease. Es chavercha ad sheyas pis. Until you can say that he has forgiven you. Ushmar v'hizoher me'oy l'nafshecha shlo sivayesh v'shaloy talbin p'nei adam. Don't ever do it again. Okay, kabbalah ala osid. Not so easy. Withdrawal symptoms. You have to go for therapy. Don't ever touch a computer again. Don't ever touch a keyboard again. To go and type something nasty. You find that when people are real, truly Baalei Teshuva, they become very, very, these friends, Taka true, Baalei Teshuva today, in America today, the Baalei Teshuva, the real, sincere Baalei Teshuva, they're very humble. Vanovim, Savlonim, they're very patient. Aluvim, Vloolvim, they accept shame. They're willing to be put to shame and they'll never embarrass someone else. Shaimim cherpas, and they hear their disgrace. Ve'inam mashim, they do not respond when someone criticizes you. It's a very good thing to just to say, listen, to take it and to say you're right. The best advice you give a new rabbi in training is, you tell them someone's a balabas going to come to you, and they're going to say, you know, you did this, and they're going to be fully angry, and you will have your reasons you want to say. The best advice to is the first thing you say to someone who criticizes you is, you're right. Even if they're not right. The only way you can diffuse a explosive situation is the first thing is you say, you're right. I made a mistake. If you are angry, you're right, then obviously, even though I think I'm right, if we've reached a point where you're coming to attack me, then the way I did things, even though in my mind it was right, the first thing that you're right, I made a mistake. You say that in the right tone and the right emotion, wow, you mean it. Even if you don't mean it. Even if you don't mean it, you just say, "You're right. I made a big mistake. When someone is fuming mad, and you say right away to them, "You're right." Wow, you cannot imagine how you diffuse the situation. If you say, "How dare you?" Chutzpah, shegetz. Boy, dude, the more he was angry, the more you'll put him over the top. It's amazing, and it takes a lot of stamina, a lot of koiches hanefesh to be able to say, "You're right, I made a mistake, let's figure out now what to do, how to proceed. Let's figure out." And that's what he says. That's what it means. Shoimim cherposam ve'einam mishivim. Simechim b'yisurim. If Hashem brings upon a person yisurim, loy hein v'loy scharon. I don't want this, I don't need this, I don't care for this, no matter what, I don't need the reward I get for this, but if you have no choice, already came upon you, no, you got to deal with it. You got to deal with it to be optimistic, to be a frame of mind, to be makabel yisurim ba'ava. Wow, this is not for the faint of heart.
It says, v'ores yisodo al bilimo, nimish bolem et
exactly. Semechem ha'aretz toil al bilima. The world exists al bilima. Bilima means a person that keeps his mouth shut, accepts his charpa. Semechem biz yisurim v'loy v'shel aluvasam. V'im yicharfu oischa. Let's say they put you to disgrace. Hakisalim, the foolish people. If let's say a foolish person comes to you and says to you, "Oh, you think you're just a tzaddik? I remember you 25 years ago, what you did. Oh, you were hanging out at the beach. You were doing this,
I was.
So what do you say to them?
I was.
Shh, quiet. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone I went to the movies. Don't tell anyone I went to the beach. Don't tell anyone I ate chazer, treif. Don't tell anyone. Shh, quiet. It's not good for shidduchim. Quiet. Don't do that. When someone says about, oh, he said to him, Emor lohem, Yodati, okay, Mr. Plotnik, please. It's too much. Too much talking. No, there's a way to enhance and a way not to enhance. You have to enhance with the right way. You're capable.
You keep your hands to yourself.
The right way. There's a time, for everything. Zechor ma'asecha harishayim. Tell when someone says the Averis em Elohim, what do you say? Yodati. I know. I'm not in denial. I'm not coming to suppress it, to suppress you. Yodati, kichotosi, I made mistakes in life. Harbe, many times. V'kama, dvarim asishi, shalekagim. Only this I did wrong. I tell you, I did bigger averos than this. V'atzur, yimcholi, halavai, the ribbono shel olam should forgive me. Okay? He's a psychologist, the Sefer Hasidim. Today is his yahrzeit. Right, Rabeya?
Yeah.
Today is his yard side. Zuchuso yogin aleinu. And zuchus we learn his holy words. It should be for everyone here. A melitz yosha to bring everyone a gesund, a nachas, and bracha, and success. And all the dimensions of your life.
Amen.
Shaloi kahoyin v'atzu yimcholi. V'svoles ha-mevayshem midu k'negid midu mi'akadosh baruch hu. Tolerate. Ha-mevayshem midu k'negid midu. And if you and by doing all the you tell to the person by you starting a new leaf in life and accepting all of these midos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's saying over here, it's mida kineged mida. The only way is a very fascinating insight. The only way a person can be forgiven for being mivazes someone else is if a time in your life comes when someone is mivaze you. And you're quiet and you accept it. Isn't that amazing? It was in addition, it's a davar posh, in addition to going to the fellow who you're mevaze. Reuven is mevaze Shimon b'Rabin. So what do? So you go to, first thing first, you have to go to Shimon and say, "I'm sorry, I made a mistake, please forgive me," v'chulu v'chulu. You have to work on Shimon. I don't know how you're going to get Shimon to convince Shimon to forgive you, but that's the first thing. Let's say a miracle happens, Shimon is willing to forgive you. He's willing to forgive you, very good. You're done? You're not done. Isn't that a shock? Today you tell children you did an avera, so go ask the person for forgiveness and say, "Slach lano v'nu kichotanu," and you're done. You're not done. The Sefer Hasidim says if you are mevaz another person, barabim, and he forgives you, and you clap al chet, you're not yet done. In Shemayim, there is a tviya that is hanging upon you. And how will that tviya, how will that go dissipate? Is there will come a point in time in your life when someone will be mivaze you, whether you like it or not. That's the way the world goes. Someone will one day come along and be mivaze you barabim. Let's see how you're going to react. You're now on the other end of the spectrum. You're now on the receiving end of being embarrassed. If you will be able just to say, you're right, chotosi, avisi, poshati, I made a mistake, that shows that you're fully forgiven. You've come full cycle. Not only are you no longer being mevaz as someone else, putting someone else to shame, when someone puts you to shame, you accept it. You accept it. You don't try to deny it, to push it away. You accept the shame. So you've gone from giving other people shame to accepting upon yourself shame.
Every sin is like that. In order to show that you did tshuva, that when you're faced with it, you don't do it again. When you're faced with the same circumstances,
but he's saying more. The Sefer Chassidim is saying it's not enough. I always thought until I saw this. If I am a vaza someone barabba, it's happened. I've done this here and there. You're a vaza someone barabba. So what do? You have to go and ask them forgiveness. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mivaz you. I didn't mean to mivaz you. I made a mistake. And I see things differently now. Please forgive me. And usually, what does forgiveness mean? You have to go out of your way for the next 10 years, to go out of your way every time you see him, to be extra nice, to do him favors, to really show that you really made a big mistake. Okay? It's a big price to pay. The rest of your life, or for a very, very long time, until everything is forgotten, you have to really show. You're going out of your way for many, many years. So let's say that you spend 10 years going out of your way to show the person, you know, I hold from you, I love you, I hold from you, the greatest person in the world. When I did that thing over there, it was a foolish thing that I did. And then the guy hugs you and he kisses you and he embraces you and gives you brachas. Mama, she forgives you for real. He forgives you for real. For real. And then when it comes Yom Kippur, you clap, chotasi lufanecha, you clap, al chayin, as Hashem made a mistake, chotasi. So I always thought, you're done, you're good to go. He forgave you, you paid your price, you served your time. Right? You've done your price, chotasi, visi poshati, you daven, the guy forgave you. He says, you're not done yet. You mevaze him, he forgave you, you said you're sorry. In order to really change your neshama, to show what it means not to be mevaze someone, you have to experience busha. You have to be on the receiving end of what you did to someone else. Even though he forgave you, you have to experience. And not just experience it, you have to experience it and accept it.
Does that mean that tonight
is? He's saying it is. He's saying is you mivaza someone, the only way you're going to achieve atonement is if someone is mivaza you. And don't worry, Hashem will make it come about. Hashem has his ways. Wait a minute. Hashem has his ways. He'll make it come about. Wait one moment. Hashem will make it come about. And then, but here is the danger. When it happens, what's human nature? Human nature is to reject it. To get up and say, how dare you be mevaza me? That's human nature. If the person is right in what he said to you, then part of the nesoyin is, you're right. I deserve to be embarrassed because the accusation is correct. That's a tall order. This is a tremendous chiddush. Uvizeh yischab ravoincha. Okay, this book will be censored today because he's a really hard liner. He's a very hard liner in what it means, how far it goes. Where do you see such a thing like this? To get kapara, if you mevaz someone else, means you have to wait for the day when someone catches you and is mevaz at you and they makabal it? To prove that you're from the olvim, from the love, v'loy olvim? Wow, that's a tall order. You don't hear this in Yeshiva Ketana. They don't tell you this in elementary school, that this is all part of the process of teshuvah. And maybe who says everyone agrees with this? Who says all of the other Rishonim agree with this, that they have to go so far? You have to prepare yourself. At kedei kach to get kapara. The guy forgave you. What more do you want from me? I serve my time. So
it has a kind of echo of
Navaradik. Navaradik. Balmusa.
That self-denigration.
You're not self-denigrating yourself. But we all know, whether you like it or not, it happens that people criticize us. No matter who you are, you're going to get, someone's going to come along one day and give you a punch. That's how it is. And when you get a punch, it hurts. It hurts. And the question is, what is your reaction? What's your gut reaction? Human nature is, I'll punch you back. You punch me, I'll punch you back harder. But sometimes you have to realize, I deserve to be punched. I really deserve it. You're right. And then it takes a lot of discipline, a lot of koiches hanefesh. You're right. I made a mistake. That's going to be the test. You can't set yourself up for this. But Hashem will set you up for it. Don't worry. Hashem has his ways of getting you where you need to be.
You say Hashem over al pesha. Let say over al pesha. Arab Chafetz Chaim zechun zekul yunocha. We say amevater lo mafsid. If someone three days,
yes,
he make him busha kelima, yosha chazir, this that 3 days, and he wants coming for a short 1 minute in. Not publicly. Say, I'm
yes.
Is enough for him?
He's saying no. He's saying you need more. That's exactly the point. It's a chiddush. The person that there'll come a point in time in his life when he'll be subject. Alright, let's go further.
Very important. I'm saying.
Yeah. You're right. It's very important. He's saying an incredible chiddush.
The condition for this, if someone did is wrong, is Magid Gemara. Yes. And one of the Talmidim told very wrong thing, Rosh Hashanah, and he was present and didn't keep him not to talk anymore. And he keep quiet. Shetikaki Oda'a. Kishka. If he's going to make peace, he should again going to complain that this, that he was, it can be Mechila to make Shalom.
Every case is different. You can't generalize. Every case is different. You cannot, okay? Let's go further. Ayin Ches, next page. The next page, now we discuss the situation of a person that was nichshol in Gili Arayos. And it's public knowledge. It's on the headlines of the news. What is the teshuv b'mei abusha? A person should go for therapy. That's what it means. Really, what they're saying over here is that a person is embarrassed. He was caught. I know someone, Rahman Litzlan, he was caught doing things on the internet that are very, very bad. And who caught him? His wife caught him. And he got divorced. Ultimately got divorced. Horrible story. But in the meantime, before he got divorced, so the wife, he went to court, it's a long story. The judge said you have to go for therapy.
Jewish court or
a secular court? It's a whole story. It's a long story. So the judge said you have to go for therapy. I'm sending you to a place. There's a place, not in New York. It's far away. And basically, it's like a dormitory. So it's like a dorm yeshiva where they specialize in these type of people. People who are addicted to the internet and doing horrible things. So basically, it's group therapy. And there are a lot of fun people there, unfortunately. And it's the bushu chlima. It's not to be imagined. It's not to be imagined when people in the community know about this. They know about that this guy, what's going on in his marriage, why it happened, what this, and now that's where he is now. He's in a center where they basically treat him for this. A guy with a yarmulke and tzitzis, ben Torah with a white shirt, the whole 9 yards. Wow, what a busha! What a busha! So a person should say, listen, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with the busha. But it's already public knowledge. It's out in every public knowledge what happened. So now the next step is to go for therapy. At least that's what the professionals are demanding. It's a busha. I have to add more busha. I'm already in this baze of what happened to me. No, the Noidol Ram is way ahead of his time. The Noidol Ram. I know this guy, and he went back. He came back from this place. He was there for a couple of weeks. He told me it changed his life. Cannot imagine what he said to me, how the training, what they did there for him. He's a goy, mamish, lowlifes there in this whole training center. It changed his life. How it got him out. He's really had this problem for a very long time. And it really did for him amazing things. And the judge, a goyish judge, He was fighting in the court. This whole thing started, the whole process. His wife caught him, and she was from a very chush family, and she couldn't believe this. And she one thing led to another, and then they got into a big fight, and then she wanted, they were separated, and then she went to court, and I don't know how they went to court before going to Bezin, probably the Bezin sent them to court, and the judge said to him, before we go further, the first thing is you have to go for therapy. And the judge sent him, and he went. It was a condition for whatever the judge wanted to do. He was there for a couple of weeks, and he changed his life. He couldn't resolve the issues in his marriage, so they got divorced, and he was in a lot of pain from that. And now he's pretty good. Now he's mamish. He's rebuilding his life 100%.
He's in getting married again.
He'll get married. Sure, he'll get married. They're lining up for him. Don't worry. They'll be lining up around the corner for him. He's a good guy. What? No, doesn't have money. He's not old.
He's very capable.
He's very capable, but he's he doesn't have anything. Nothing I know of, at least. It is the Chilul Hashem. Of course the Chilul Hashem. But the Chilul Hashem already happened. The case is, look at the beginning of the line. It happened. The Chilul Hashem is out in the street. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone knows. So now, what's the next step? The next step is, go for therapy. Help yourself. Treat yourself. No. You want to eat? I just want to bury my head. I want to bury my head on the ground. I don't want to add more insult to injury. No. Al yimna atzmoy mililmoid halochois hamedabrois miniyof mibnei habusha. So you'll be very religious. You'll say, oh, you should learn Shulchan Aruch, learn Musar, go learn Mesil Sesharim. Mesil Sesharim is not going to work for this. Trust me, it's not going to work for people who have these types of problems. He means over here is the laws, Hamadabrois, Minil, Vimnei Habusha, means to go to a center where the Goyim who specialize in healing people who are addicted to these type of things. It's a very common sickness. And Baruch Hashem, there are people out there in the world who know how to deal with this, who know how to heal, who know how to help people who are stuck in the mud.
Psychotherapy.
So don't say to yourself, you know, I'm not going. I'm not going to therapy because it's enough embarrassment. Where is he now? I went for therapy. More busha. Yeah, that's right. Accept the busha because the busha will lead to your healing. Ki toivlo sheyischaber bo'olam hazeh. By going through the process, you'll achieve some degree. You learn the halachas. You learn how to deal with yourself, and you'll be able to acquire once in olam haba. That's really the end of this idea. Isn't this ahead of his times? He's mamish way ahead of the game. He's way ahead of the game. He's just going back over here because boishes is mamish shlichas damim umisira esaravoin, and I think it's about to say about himself that when the person accepts upon himself the boishes, it's equivalent to shlichas his own blood. In other words, he killed someone. So midah keneged midah, he deserves to be killed. So if he suffers embarrassment in a kosher way, when he deserves to suffer embarrassment, that's the equivalent of him chayiv misas bezdin. He has received the misas bezdin in this world by going through the shame. Umesira es havoin, and the sin is forgiven. When the person suffers busha, it's as if he died. And sometimes a person is chayev misa. There's something called dalid misa es bezdin. So if suffering some busha, wow, you've really accomplished quite a bit. You have now been atoned for a sin ad kadei kach. It's as if you've received misa es bezdin. V'chein motzinu b'talmud Yerushalmi roitzeach shabo le'ir v'hoyu mechabin oisoy tzoch loymar roitzeach ani. If a murderer comes to a city and they don't know who he is, they don't know he's a murderer. So you're mechuyev to say, hey, listen, you know I'm registered. I'm registered. Stay away from me. Okay, so there are times when the person, he's advocating, given a person, there are times, I guess, obviously every situation is different, when you should let people know who you are. Obviously there are times that you're not supposed to do this. Okay, you can't generalize. If you're an offender, okay, and you registered as being an offender with the government, and you're on a list online, there was a law. People who are offenders of different types of crimes, it's public knowledge, and you can type into your zip code. You go online. I once did this. You type in your zip code, and it shows you all of the registered offenders. I'm not even going to say the word in your zip code. wow, I didn't know the guy across the street is a register, that's the law. So is he mechuyev to send a letter for Yavin Shalom Zohar? Is he mechuyev to go and give out sheets and all the neighbors? I get a mazel tov. I've just been registered publicly. Are you mechuyev to do that? Mestaminat. Mestamina. But you know, maybe if there's a children living next door, maybe you are. Maybe you are. I don't know. Obviously, every case is different, obviously. But he said, but you have to also take into consideration what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, when you have a doubt, better let people know. Because the Yerushalmi says, if you come to a city and you are a registered murderer, you just got out on parole for being a serial murderer, you should let the people know that you're a serial murderer who got out on parole because they might be next.
If he killed Beshogeg or Bemezid, he should say.
No, I don't know. I told you every case is different. No, I don't know.
I don't know
the answer to the question. Here it says Rotseach. Rotseach means a murderer, Berotson, will. Premeditated murder. And it says here, also, Rabbi Isai, you have to be very careful what it says in the Yerushalmi. In Yerushalmi, it doesn't say just go make a big announcement, send out texts to all of your friends. It says, V'hoyu mechabdin oisai. It says here, you're not just a nobody. They want to make you the president of the shul. They want to make you the rabbi. And they don't know my past. They don't know my history. And what's going to happen? Oh, you make me the rabbi of the shul, and then a few minutes later, someone's going to walk in and say, he's the rabbi, he's a rotzeach. And then the shul is in a very bad situation. They have a rabbi who's a rotzeach. And now what are they going to do now? So you have to understand what the Gemara means. And obviously every situation is different. But at least you can't ignore what it says in the Yerushalmi. It's a drosh in the Gemara. Divar ha-roisa. These are the laws of the rotzeach. Chazal make a drosh. Divar means a rotzeach has to give a dibur, has to make public announcements. I am a rotzeach. Perush, dibur, shigidaber, befev, v'noideh, ha-retzicha, should be known to be the retzicha. Let's try to do one halacha. It says in the pasuk that a person should be oiv al-bidoysa, the person has to not to demand what he's entitled to. If someone steps on your feet, insults you, accept it. Shenemar, mi kel kamecha kadosh baruch hu, every single day, is oiver al midaisav. We ignore him, we insult him, we rebel against him, and Hashem says, it's okay, I'll let you get away with it. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us to insult him, tolerates all the nonsense from us, so too we should tolerate some nonsense from someone else. Not everything in this world do you accept. Yosher, Yosher, don't forget, Yosher is dead. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabah. Don't live in a world demanding Yosher, you'll get nowhere. If a person is embarrassed, not because did anything wrong, if a person is put to shame for no good reason, and you accept it. Now, if a person didn't do anything wrong, you really didn't do anything wrong, and someone is mevaza you, and you accept it, because you realize trying to wear my cover is not going to get in the situation that you're dealing with, is not going to be into your advantage. Hine is a tremendous blessing. Hine yaskil avdi, my servant will become wise. Yorum, he'll be elevated. V'nisa v'gova me'oid. Okay, so this over here is referring to, I don't know the context of the pasuk, but the pasuk refers to a person that was put to shame for no good reason. And that's why there's such a thing, people always say this, if you're ever in a room, in a situation where someone was put, they were mevaze him berabim, there's a minog. I don't know if this minog means anything. After the situation is over and everyone walks out, you should run to that person and ask him for a bracha. He's like a grois rebbe. If you ever witness in your lifetime a person, Rachman Litzlan, is put to shame, Nevaza person berabim for no good reason. Okay, no good reason. What did he mevaza him for? And he's just quiet. He just accepts it. That person becomes at that moment a grois rebbe, the biggest of the big. Kvitloch, a and you're supposed to go over to him and ask him for brachas. Now, I don't know if the reason why you're supposed to go over and ask him for brachas is because taka, he becomes the greatest Rebbe, or the reason why you're supposed to ask him for brachas is because you want to make him feel good. You're supposed to try to take away the pain of what just happened to him. What? So why are you asking for brachas? It's such a minhag. It's such a minhag, the person that was vazir. You go asking for brachas. That means he's a great whatever. Well, the Sefer Hasidim knew about this minhag, obviously, at least to a degree, because he writes that a person that accepts upon Hashem, he is zoiche to this pasuk. He nay, he's yaskil, avdi, yorum, v'nisa, v'gova me'oid. Wow, what a bracha. So such a person, such a category, such a great person, obviously when he gives you a blessing, that blessing carries quite a bit of weight. So no one wants to be nisbaze barabim, but if Rachmana Litzlan, a person is in vaza, look at it as an opportunity. If Rachmana Litzlan, a person is criticized, and it always happens, people are criticized, and if you know there's a kernel of truth in the criticism, accept it. And when you accept it, yezoiche to the biggest, biggest brachas. The brachas yaskil Avdi Yorum Vinisa Vigova Meoid. Last paragraph of this Halacha Mishu Oisa Shumi Umihu Oisa Shakasa Vulamikra Shalaka Vinivze. Oh, who's the person? Who is this person that Zoicha to Yaskil Yorum Vinisa Vigova? Well, the next pasuk tells us who he is. It says, Nivze, a person that was put to shame. Vachadal Ishim, and he has done nothing wrong. Chadal means it is removed from him wrongdoing. Ishim, meaning any wrongdoing.
What is the root of the Ishim?
The Chadal means Ishim. Ishim means it means a sin.
See, I'm a little concerned.
Ashma,
that,
huh?
Ashma, correct, Ashma.
I'm concerned that they're tying the sins and doing something wrong or not. No one knows whether that person was embarrassed, did something wrong or not. All they see is that somebody embarrassed them.
Every situation is different. You're right, sometimes the person is guilty. Sometimes the person is guilty. Sometimes you cannot generalize. Every story is a world to itself. But there's always an element of both. If someone is so angry to get up and scream, obviously maybe there is a little bit of guilt. And on the other hand, you're overreacting. So he's not guilty, he doesn't deserve this. Maybe he deserves to be criticized privately or not to such a degree. So there's no such thing as black and white in this world. Everything in this world are different grades of different shades of gray. That's the way it is. Everything. So when a person is in the situation, you're right. Who's really right? It's all a matter of perspective. Everyone has a different opinion. But there's always an element of he didn't deserve this. This was a bit over the top. So on that element of what is a bit over the top, if you're willing just to keep your mouth shut and accept it, yizoicha to groysa groysa in yonim. And the pasuk says such a bracha, and what is the bracha? What it says in the next pasuk. The pasuk is defining who is this individual, nivze, a person that's put to shame, and he doesn't deserve it. The chadal ishim. He's innocent from wrongdoing. Chadal means he's innocent. Ishim means from wrongdoing. Toyavas Hashem givalev. It is an abomination to be arrogant. If he would respond with gaiva, respond back, how dare you criticize me, that would be a to'eva. But a person that accepts ha'adam ha'nivze v'hanimas eichu misgo'er, how could it be misgo'er? Imu barzel, how could a person be eichu misgo'er, imu barzel, v'chi besorei nechusha? Is he iron? Is he copper? A person is nothing more than a piece of flesh that will one day turn into worms and maggots. What, you think you got to wait to die to turn into bugs? When a person is alive, he's full of bugs. There's lice. Kinim. There are kinim. There are lice all over your body. There are insects crawling all over you when you're alive. There's zeya that comes out of a person's body. And if that doesn't help you, remember, think about death. That for some people is a solution, not for too many. But he's fatiching this two psukim together. Who? The person that is Adam, the past, that's next one, sick, and who's able to overcome the desire to have givalev and talk back, because he recognizes that just responding with arrogance is nothing more than an expression of an abomination, because a person truly is a nothing. And if he's a nothing, he should better accept the criticism, accept the mussar, and in fact, that will bring him the ultimate brach of Yaskil, Yodam, Venisa, Vagaba, Ma'oid. Okay? Stop here.
David HaMelech was a chassid, yes?
Chassid Anoichi.